There is a brand new app for your phone, and this is a cool app, too, and I wanted to bring a couple of people in here to tell you about it. Dr. Willie Foster from Peace Harbor Hospital, Matt House from Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, and good day to both of you gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Very good to be here, as always.
So this is called Pulse Point. Correct?
That is correct. And technically, it's not a new app.
It's not a new app. It's new for us.
It's new for us.
Okay.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what this app does.
This app is an alerting tool to the community when CPR is being activated on somebody. So the dispatch center will receive a 911 call, and then through our dispatch integration, it'll send out to this application CPR in progress at this address, and then it'll also notify the community members of where the address is, but also the closest AED of the event of where the CPR is being conducted.
So now, by that, you just said CPR is already in process, or CPR needs to be in process?
Either or.
Okay. And does this allow for, say, neighborhood people that have CPR training to come and assist?
Yep, absolutely. To give you an example why we started working on this, I was actually up in Portland in I'm part of a committee up in Portland for the state, and I was actually in my hotel room, third floor up. I have the app on my phone, and of course, they have that application up in Portland, and I get an alert, CPR in progress, literally a block away from where I was at. I looked out in the mirror and out the window and saw everybody beginning, doing CPR and all the units arriving on scene. By the time I got there, it would have been late for me to do anything to help. But it was interesting to see it work. And actually, why can't we bring this into the community? So Dr. Foster and I, we collaboratively started working on it. And been a 6-month, 9-month project to get us to this point where we're looking at going live very soon.
Now, this is something that Peace Harbor is invested in, right? I mean, even financially, to help bring this to the community.
Correct. There is a cost to this, to the community, not to the people that sign up
right.
for the app. There's a yearly fee based on the size of the town. I think that's roughly about, I'm trying to remember, I think that's $8,000, if I remember correctly. But if you think, if this saves one life, I mean, $8,000 is cheap,
Right.
So in the big scheme of things, in medical care, $8,000 is nothing. So there's a yearly fee that the hospital the foundation has put money up for. And then there was a one-time fee just to get it set up as well. And we're excited about it because, EMS in the town is incredible, but it does take them a few minutes to get there. And the reality is that if you are in ventricular fibrillation, where you need to be shocked, to use layman's terms, defibrillated, your survival goes down about 10% a minute. So if somebody is right there, starts CPR, knows there's an AED in the next building, gets it, and gets that shock to you 2 or 3 minutes earlier, that significantly improves your chance of success.
Now, these remote defibrillators were kind of put in place in workplaces and stuff like that. And I imagine there's, when a workplace has one, there's some training that goes into using it, or is it all self-explanatory at the time?
Yeah, Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority does a lot of community training. We do all the school districts, CPR and AED training. We do a lot of businesses. Excuse me. Not going to get into the bottom rounds of it, but yeah, we do an extensive amount of training. We also sponsor CPR for the community training every second Saturday. And with this program being rolled out, one of my kind of subtle goals is I'd love to do a hands-free or a community-only hands CPR, meaning that's somebody goes down in a cardiac arrest, just get hands on that chest and start chest compressions. You hear a lot of CPR rodeos going throughout the nation. I've always wanted to bring that here and use a local venue to actually do a mass training of, a couple hundred people, so we have more people out there that can initiate that first chain of survival. Like Dr. Foster said, CPR, early defibrillation, the outcomes are phenomenal when those all play a role.
And CPR training now always involves AED training. It's not two separate classes. If you take a CPR class, part of that class is how to use an AED. And basically, the AEDs that are out in the community walk you through it. All you got to know is basically place the pads on, and it even has easy diagrams for that. And then it walks you through analyzing, continue CPR, stop, analyzing, shock recommended, step back, it leads you right through it.
Really, so you just need to find the power button, and it walks you step by step on what to do.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Are these units expensive for businesses?
AEDs are around 1,000.
They used to be at sale at Costco, I remember at one point,
right. Yeah, well, that's pretty hot, Costco. So I got to be the devil's advocate here just for a moment. this, to me, I see a big liability sign up there for people that want to get involved and volunteers that want to help save a life. What has been the word coming down from this from the beginning?
Good Samaritan.
Which is laws that are out there in every state that basically say if you're doing what any reasonable citizen would do, you're not liable for like, oh, you broke a rib, doing CPR. You're not going to be held liable for that. You're held to the standard of what a citizen would do in a similar situation, not a medical professional.
But I guess you're also assuming that someone with no CPR training wouldn't attempt to do it, or they would attempt to do it.
It depends if, like 911, they have EMD, emergency medical dispatching protocols that they can walk through step by step.
And tell people?
Mm-hmm, this is how you do CPR, bare the chest. Put your hands above the sternum, compress down 2/3 of the body space at a rate of 100 times a minute. That's pretty much the EMD protocol in a very simplistic way. But the Good Samaritan law, like Dr. Foster said, covers. And I think that anything that I've reviewed litigious-wise has never gone through against the person that is acting in the benefit to help their fellow human being.
So the way this would work is somebody calls up, my husband is unresponsive. If the dispatcher determines that they think this is a cardiac arrest, they will instruct the wife, the person that called up, to start CPR. They would page out EMS for a unresponsive person. And at the same time, automatically in the background, this notification would go out to anybody within a quarter mile. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure.
That's
within
a quarter mile.
Only in a public setting. It's not going to tell you that in
somebody's house.
Okay. So it's only in a public setting that the public is notified, and only within a quarter mile. And then you would get an alert on your phone if you had downloaded the app, and it would say, CPR in progress at this address. You can hit on it, and it will give you walking directions, directly to the house that you can follow.
Or not house.
Or not house,
area.
Or public area, sorry, public area.
Yeah.
Photos, like a Google Street View. Oh,
right.
I'm coming up on it now. And where the nearest AED is and instructions and stuff. And the whole idea is you get there 2-3 minutes earlier, start CPR if it hasn't, get that AED, put it on.
A good example, if you like what Dr. Foster's saying, is say a cardiac arrest occurred in the Florence Event Center. There's an AED in there. That's a public space. Somebody calls 911, like Dr. Foster, the whole process goes through. But anybody that's in there, they could have been on the other side of the Florence Event Center building. They see their phone. Oh, there's CPR happening in this area. CPR is very, 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 very labor intensive nowadays. I mean, you don't want to stop compressions ever. You don't want that interrupted pause. They can grab that AED, bring it to it in that same situation. That's what we're trying to capture, is in that quarter mile radius. Is there somebody that's trained to do it, that knows how to do it, that wants to help out their fellow human, that get alerted by their phone and they can walk in or drive safely to there and help out?
Are there any communities that do do alert for in-home stuff? I mean, I would imagine if a person lived in a house and would say, do a disclaimer saying, if this happens to me, you're welcome to come into my house, or...
As far as I know, no. There's just too much liability.
Right, and the liability would be in that one there, yeah. Especially if someone decided to rob them or something.
In most larger agencies, it's been all to the public format that they're trying to hit to.
Right. And so there's no firm date on when this is going live yet, but what does a person need to do to sign up for this?
There's, depending on your phone application, whether it's an iOS or Android, you go to your store, download Pulse Point application, and then from there you would put in your Western Lane Fire and EMS Authority, because that's the district that will be embodied. And then from then you get alerts. And then I'll add to that, not only do you get alerts for cardiac arrest, but we also have allowed certain other alerts to go through, because we have Highway 101 and 126, which is notorious for a lot of accidents, that we've allowed accidents to go through so people can be alerted of, hey, there's an accident, Malpo 23, Highway 126, there's probably might be a delay to look for an alternative routes. So that's another added business, added bonus to this, is that we can allow certain other dispatches to go through to this application where people could be notified, like a windstorm that we had last Friday. Mm-hmm. Those could go through, and we have power lines down on Mercer Lake Road, so people are aware of it in that area.
So is it too soon to start downloading the app, or is it when it'll be available when the launch date comes, or can they download it now and wait?
No, they can download it now for sure. Yeah.
They can download it now, and my understanding is if you download it and have it active, even if you go to other places, it follows you there.
So wherever you are within a quarter mile, you're going to get a notification.
Right. So like, when Matt was up in Portland. He hadn't said, I'm up in Portland now. It knew he was there and alerted him. So,
but like your home base, like Western Line Fire EMS Authority, you set it to that so you get through our responses.
Right. Sounds like a great app. Sounds like I'm going to be downloading that this afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, we're excited. I mean, we have, you know, quite a few cardiac arrests. And, you know, the sooner we can get them defibrillated, the chance of survival goes up. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in the first year or so if we get, you know, a save from this. A bystander applies an AED and, you know, breaks that ventricular fibrillation, which is so deadly.
Wow. Sounds like a great app. I look forward to it coming live. Let us know when that is, and we can keep the public notified.
Thank
you. Sounds good.
Thank you both. And that wraps up our January edition of Our Town for 2023.